Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich savings plan.
Now, as the death toll hits 55, with warnings of more loss of life expected, the impact of devastating wildfires on Hawaii's Maui Island is just unfolding. The historic town of Lahaina has been completely destroyed and thousands of Maui residents have been forced to flee in order to find safety. The largest natural disaster in Hawaii's history has been described as catastrophic, with shocking footage of smoke and destruction now circulating across the globe as firefighters continue efforts to contain the blaze. And for the latest, I'm joined by journalist Harriet Alexander. And Harriet, thanks for joining us again on Drive Time this evening. When we spoke last evening, the death toll was at 36, I believe. It was 55 earlier today and expected to rise. Can you bring us the latest, please?
That's right. Yeah, so the death toll is creeping up. This is more, I'm afraid, a reflection of the fact that they're not actually yet going inside the buildings. They've said this morning that the death toll is from the bodies that they have found lying outside in the areas, because they still need to check that structurally it's safe before they can go door to door, house to house, and check who is potentially lying in the ruins. The governor of Hawaii, Josh Green, he said at a press conference last night that he did expect the death toll to go up significantly. And I think, sadly, that does appear to be something that will be the case.
And do we know a figure of how many people are unaccounted for or still missing right now?
Well, there's been some confusion over this because the communications were down in the whole west of the island. There was no telephone reception. The emergency services were using satellite phones. There was obviously no internet, no power. So the governor last night said that there are as many as 1,000 people unaccounted for. He stressed that this doesn't mean they were necessarily dead, but just that they couldn't get in contact with them. This morning, officials are saying, well, that seems like a huge exaggeration, that we don't think there's that many missing anymore, but there's no definite number yet. And we are seeing still on social media desperate pleas for people who are looking for their relatives.
The Maui police chief appealed for patience, prayers and persistence, but I understand they're also using cadaver dogs as part of the recovery efforts.
That's right. Yes, these dogs have been shipped in from California and from Washington. I think that gives a sense, really, of the grim task which awaits the emergency authorities on Hawaii. I mean, the federal government is throwing all it can at this. Joe Biden was very quick to approve an emergency declaration. And as you said, this is the worst natural disaster in Hawaii's state history. So it's a real tragedy for the islands.
The U.S. President Joe Biden declared a major disaster on Maui. Tell us about his commitment to residents in terms of assistance for them and for businesses, so many affected here.
So that's quite an important declaration from the federal government because it unlocks a lot of federal cash, essentially. It means that people who have lost their homes, their businesses, they will be able to apply for grants. Last night, actually, at the press conference, they were saying anything you do, keep receipts because you might be able to get refunded for this. So it does mean that cash will be flowing in there. There's already quite a large presence from FEMA, which is the Federal Emergency Management Agency. And yes, Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, they've both spoken about this and they both said they will do everything they can to help Hawaii get back onto its feet.
Okay. And Harriet, before I let you go, as we mentioned, President Biden, in breaking news, the BBC reporting that the US Attorney General has announced President Joe Biden's son, Hunter Biden, will now be investigated by a special counsel with additional powers. Can you tell us briefly about this breaking story, please?
Yes, yeah, so this is essentially designed to get rid of any perception of bias. Of course, it's very complicated when the president's son is being investigated, ultimately by somebody who was appointed by the president, as in the attorney general. So the special counsel will be independent. It's all to do with Hunter Biden's business dealings, what he was involved with internationally in China, in Ukraine, foreign money that he received. It's also to do with a gun permit that he lied about, saying he didn't use drugs and he did. So it's essentially, particularly with an eye to the election, to take away any perception of bias and of interference. And it's going to be an independent investigation into whether what Hunter did was lawful.
For now, Harriet Alexander in New York, thanks very much for speaking to me again on Drive Time.